All right, we're going.
Yeah, I've been doing this battle rap shit.
Cool. Oh, hell yeah.
You got your ass on your head. Boy, you got an ass hat.
Bars. Are we really watching the Mavs game while this is going on?
It's the Rockets game.
I gotta.
That was not the point of that right, question.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Welcome to the bleeding edge of sports podcasting, everyone.
Yeah, we're live reacting.
Yeah.
We're live reacting to the halftime show. I don't even know if we can get flagged for that since it's already an illegal stream.
Nah, who gives a fuck, bro?
We're illegally streaming an illegal stream.
Two illegal things make one legal thing.
Yeah,
that's like the videos when you go on YouTube and it's got like the border on it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That make it like fine.
I think so. Oh, yeah, where it makes it, yeah.
You watch a movie and it's really tiny and there's a border.
Yeah.
This is actually a fan-made game. It's like the fake trailers.
Yeah. There was a guy, I saw this, he would Twitch stream almost like every like UFC game or UFC match. Mm-hmm. And he would just be in the bottom corner with a PS5 controller acting like he was playing UFC, the video game.
That's funny.
And he got away with it for like a year. he's just clicking buttons as he's watching the UFC game. Pretending to be playing video games, just illegally streaming the UFC
match. Was it just
match?
So that he could watch it and then have other people like watch it too?
Yeah, people would just watch him.
Money and stuff?
Like, I mean, he'd sit there like reacting, like doing regular Twitch streamer shit,
would
like
they,
reacting.
Would people like send money? Like,
yeah, I think so.
That's crazy.
It's so funny though.
That's fucking awesome, bro. He's just fucking doing gameplay while watching the actual games.
Yeah.
We should do that with porn.
Yeah, damn.
Just great a PS5
idea.
Controller?
Great idea. Yeah, it'd be like GTA.
Oh, come on. Come on, chat. You want to see me bust? It'd
be like fucking with CJ again. That's pretty badass.
Thanks for the subs, everybody. Just oh, shit. Bricked up.
Yeah. And the doms.
And the comms. Whoa.
Oh, nice. Combo.
Nice. Combo.
Yeah, 30-hit combo.
Yo, am I online? Where are all these other guys coming from? Thought this was a private match.
Jordan Cat from Utah. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Brandy Love is my main.
No, I don't normally bust that quick. 1v1 me on Rust.
See, I'm not typically good with tanks.
Riley Reed, 1v1 me.
Yeah, Riley Reed is my DPS main.
Yeah.
Oh, DP for sure, man?
DPS. Angela White's my tank. I run Emily Willis on a healer.
Don't disrespect Emily Willis, bro. Come on, bro.
Oh, she's hurt. Right. She's like in the hospital right now.
She's fucked up right now. Yo, yeah. Prayers for Emily Willis, yo.
What happened to Emily Willis?
The Asian lady?
She, like overdosed on.
Look her up real quick.
On penis.
No, she's like in a vegetative state right
stream.
Now.
Oh well, now I feel bad.
You get those infographics too.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Grant.
I read all of that.
Oh, you got it.
Emily Willis.
No! I put jacking off on hold to read about Emily Willis' situation.
Is she related to Bruce Willis?
They
have the same disease. No.
No relation.
No,
I think that's yeah, I think that's just kind of, I mean, it's kind of ironic.
Cardiac arrest and fell into a coma for 2 months. She was paralyzed and became permanently disabled.
No, she's in like, she's in like a rehab-y kind of thing. Yeah, she's like, she's vegetative.
They didn't administer the right medication or something. And she was doing like 5 to 6 grams of ketamine a day.
She's permanently disabled. Imagine. No. I'm sorry.
Come
I'm sorry.
God
I'm sorry.
I did feel bad because I read the article.
And then immediately went to jerk off?
No, bro.
Yeah, I bet you did.
But after I read it, I had to go to my Reddit and delete her off my search because I felt so bad. I was just on her subreddit. I was this is crazy.
Wait.
It made me feel really bad.
Did you see it on her subreddit or did you like look her up, jerk off, and go, I wonder what she's up to now?
No, I read about it on Snapchat.
Grant, we
can't. That's crazy.
Grant, we can't just illegally. You can't.
Why not?
Well, we can't see it
because we're gonna get a flag. You're gonna get taken down.
We don't know what's on the laptop.
You're right.
It's not facing us.
Well, he's posting it on YouTube.
It's part of the game.
But we're ignorant to it.
That has nothing to do with anything.
I just thought
it would be cool to like have them watch it too for a little bit.
Yeah, I guess that's all right.
I don't know if they'll be able to really see it.
We also don't know what's happening, so we can't. It's not even like they're just watching that and us. Like we're basically the lucky duck.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh,
it's
lady ref. Just
like, yeah, bro.
They got the lady ref. Ooh, she's slanging that ball. Damn.
Grant doesn't like her.
Well, I think she's very good, but tonight she's not good.
Is it because she ain't got no ass?
Okay, that's inappropriate.
I bet that's a reason.
No, I think she's very beautiful.
If she had a fat ass, you would not be complaining this much about it.
Not true. If she fucking wasn't calling dumbass fouls on us, I probably would like her more, but no. I thought it was halftime.
Oh, yeah, that's all women are good for is the things they can do for you.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
No.
Sorry, buddy. It's time for the Black Mavs, bro.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about the other day, bro. They're changing.
There's nothing you can do for our bro. Very
the
eyes.
They said, the Black Mavs now.
They said we're Black done Mavs. Being European. We want to be gangsta.
We're going to win.
Yeah. It's fucking losing.
Tired of bounce passes.
Yeah, they're being cute. You got a fucking trick shots. Yeah. Bounce passes. You got
bounce fucking passes and light beer. We want to be cool.
Yeah, we got a fucking fat Serbian. Yeah. It's the fucking face of the franchise.
Stadium smells weird.
Oh, damn.
I put the ball over there. Very good.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And I put the ball over there. Yes.
Nobody can get an Uber home. They're all at the game.
Okay, yeah, it's not halftime. They're still fucking playing. That's fucking good.
Okay, no.
Slapped him in the face.
Yeah, they're all fucking playing. I'm trying to get a ride, dude.
Yeah. I'm good at the three-pointer. It reminds me of Game and Country. Slam glack glack. You throw radish.
Yeah, we throw radish.
We throw salmon in bucket.
Basket from 10...
30 feet, you throw radish. I have the best in my village.
10 lonkalinkers away.
Yeah, 10 plonkins.
Yeah. And the winner gets a cat. I have a forecast.
Four cat. The cat is for being hungry.
Yeah. The cat is when you're hungry and not thirsty. It's a very dry meat.
You can. You don't have to eat the cat. You get lucky. You get the girl cat. You get the milk. Yeah. You get the milk for the winter.
The girl cat, very lucky.
Yes.
I'm very good at this game.
Yes, Piotr, we have the girl cat. We may suck on its teeth like the babies.
We will eat a rice cereal.
Is it rice cereal?
Yeah. So we put a dry rice in a milk.
We can have American crispy crunches.
Yeah, it's like American Rice Krispie.
I love American crispy crunchy. Oh, so good. I come here to play basketball to eat crispy crunchy.
What a little basis.
I eat crispy crunchy and I drive Ubers.
Yeah. You suck on a salt rock, a sweet and savory.
Dude, damn, Spencer Dinwiddie, you were so good today, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, you were on fire, bro.
You were amazing.
Now we go to the club, have a very good time.
In my country, they would have given you so much fish.
I drive you to disco, yes?
Yeah. We party? You want to party like fucking Jokic?
We go drink American Sex on the Beach shots.
I teach you everything.
We go to the club, we scream at women.
Yeah. We buy hundreds of green tea shots.
Sex on the beach, and then we hump lady, right?
Yeah. And then we have a sex in the car.
We have sex in the car with women who are whores.
Yeah.
Every American thinks we're Borats. We're not Borats. We party hard. Fuck.
I do not like the club. The women talk too much. They say, "What would you like to drink?"
No matter how loud the music is.
Coach says if we win championship, I get to eat the ball. All
right, yeah. I can send ball home for my family. American basketball, delicacy in my country.
Delicious treat for my family.
We fry it. We put it over the tendons.
Oh, thank you, Lucas. So delicious. Lucas home. We like the Wilson better than the Spalding. He brought a basketball. We are so hungry.
It's so funny how kind of true that is, because fucking what's his head on the Nuggets?
What's his head?
What's his name?
Nikola Jokic.
Oh yeah, Jokic. He moved here. He drinks like 2 liters of Coca-Cola a day. Mm-hmm. He's like, he back in my home country, we don't have this.
Yeah. We drink delicacies. Coke. We eat the basketball.
Anything this color, anything that this color in my country make a car go fast.
His basketball is delicious after cigarettes.
Yeah. Hardest part of basketball, not licking.
Better after the game. It's got everybody's sweat on it. So salty, tasty.
Very salty treat.
Salty, tasty.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
I play very good. I get the
Dude,
game
I
ball.
I forgot about Max Christie, bro. Stop fucking playing with him.
Yeah, he's him.
My boy's 3 for 9 right now.
3 for 9?
I don't know.
No, I think he's playing a little better.
Black Mavs.
Yeah, it's all about the Black Mavs, dude.
Black Mavs. It's so funny.
You put that on a t-shirt.
Black Does, Beauty.
Yeah.
Does Dallas have... Dallas is... It's pretty, like, white, isn't it? No?
The town?
I don't know. I've never...
Are you talking about the city or the...
The city as a whole.
Yeah.
The Dallas-Fort Worth.
But it's like...
It's like all old oil money.
Most of the United States is...
Well, yeah. All right.
It's not as diverse as Houston, but it's more diverse than Austin.
Yeah,
well, that's just because it's bigger.
Yeah, well, I think just like percentages-wise too, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know though.
You don't think so?
No, Austin's like. I mean, the last time I checked, it's like Austin's like. I mean, it's not super diverse. It's like half Hispanic and Black.
Okay.
It's like 30. Last time I checked, Austin was like 33 Hispanic, and then like 13 Black.
Maybe it's more diverse than Dallas.
It's just
but it's not very. It's like three.
Yeah.
Most of the guys.
It's like mostly Mexicans and white people.
Yeah. Dallas is more like diverse in its diversity.
Yeah. There's more Asians. There's not like a lot of. And there are Asians.
It's a very conservative place.
Anytime I see a guy with a cowboy hat and a blazer on, I'm like, that guy's from Dallas.
Yeah. It's just that the white people there are like so white.
The white people in Austin are like, they're like, I'm like not like that kind of white.
No, I have a tattoo. I'm like off white. Yeah.
They're like, they try to be like.
Yeah, I've got tattoos. I've like got shitty tattoos.
They're enlightened white. But.
Yeah, they're like, I love Kendrick Lamar. But
they also drink too much to actually be smart.
But I could be if I didn't drink.
I don't
so
hate
much.
Anybody. Yeah, you're hammered.
Yeah. Every tattoo you have could have been an investment.
Yeah.
I love everybody. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're working a fake job.
Yeah. All you drink are ranch waters.
You sell software somebody else made.
Yeah, from your couch, and then you drink ranch water and fuck a girl off Tinder.
Yeah, man, I'm talking.
Your life isn't real. It's like a video game. Yeah.
I'm talking to you at a bar at 2:30 on a Thursday.
Yeah,
man, I know.
Yeah, me and Fuzzy were at a coffee shop. There's just a group of people. There's a group of like 13 people at a coffee shop. They're just drinking beers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't you just go to a bar?
Nobody works.
Like, all the coffee shops sell beer.
It's 2:30. The bars are full at this point. It's the only place like that isn't a line.
Too crowded in there.
Every
it's
fucking,
rush hour.
Every fucking place in this town sells beer.
Yeah. Every happy
Most
hour.
Most of the coffee shops are known for... The Buzzmill's like, you forget it's a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Every happy hour.
Would you like
hour.
Our wine or gin?
Yeah.
We have... Infused vodka.
40 different types of infused liquor.
Yeah. There's 3 p.m. Every 3 p.m. here, every bar in town has a happy hour going on.
Yeah.
Every day.
For real.
At 3 p.m. That's crazy. It's like, well, this is when everyone's going to come in, so we better start making deals.
Yeah.
Get them to stay.
It's anytime you go to like Barton Springs on a weekday, you're like, what do you people do?
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, it's a pool. It's a pool, and they got to be like, hey, guys, could you please stop getting drunk as shit here with your glass bottles?
And your dogs.
If you're going to, we can't stop you guys from getting drunk as shit at this public pool for whatever reason.
Every single day.
Yeah, for whatever reason. Day.
Drunk and naked.
Yeah, drunk and naked.
We can't
it's crazy.
Stop you guys from
Half
getting
naked.
Drunk and showing your
Taking
tits.
Bottle throwing.
We tried for decades.
Yeah. We just let you have it, and even then, you push the boundaries.
Just bring it, do a can or something. Fuck.
It's part of your wellness routine. I got to go crush 6 white claws in the parking lot of Bart and then show my boobs.
Which, also, pretty cool.
But
not
first,
complaining.
But first, yoga.
As a guy who also doesn't have a real job, not complaining about the boobs of Barton. Every now and again, you get some pretty cool looking boobs.
I've never been to that side of Barton, and I've always wanted to.
The original point is that these people should not have opinions.
No,
it's cool that they do it.
Just enjoy it. Yeah.
You bring up Palestine with your tits out, I'm not replying.
Yeah, dude, you're out of the world. Stop caring. Yeah.
I'm talking to me with your tits out. I don't think either side would enjoy you.
I'm eating ice cream that has 50% alcohol percentage.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to the movie theater.
I'm eating chocolate ether weed infused ice cream. And my dick is out. I'm not weighing in now.
I'm drinking a boozy milkshake, jerking off to Anora in the movie theater.
I ate mushroom peanuts. Yeah. I ate mushroom infused peanuts. I got a pickle pizza at Alamo Draft House.
I am beating my shit to baby girl.
Absolutely
right
fucking wrecking my shit at Alamo Draft House.
And they're begging me to drink 16 IPAs here. They want me to do it.
I'm jorking my shit to baby girl.
I'm in Nicole Kidman's ass, dude.
This is the seventh time I've seen the substance this week.
They came up to me beating off. The only thing they told me to stop doing was screaming so loud.
Yeah. I'm tapping the guy next to me on the shoulder, said, "Dude, this is bullshit. Antonio Banderas could totally handle her ass."
Yeah. Can I get a lube-infused ranch water? I'm here to see Nosferatu.
You get a salt rim on that? Yeah.
Sure, but here's a pamphlet on why Alamo Draft House needs to pay its employees more. I don't care, man.
I don't give a fuck, man. I'm here to beat off eat a pizza with Brussels sprouts on it.
Bro, the other day we went hard at Alamo, bro. Like, I came in with candy.
Yeah, how hard?
Fucking.
Oh, dude, me and Grant, it was crazy. So we went to see.
Fucking super hard play.
One of them days?
Yeah.
And it's me and Grant both in hoodies and beanies with in our
Wait, how hot was it outside?
It was raining.
82. No, it was pretty cold. It was pretty cold, and we both have candy just all around us in our chairs, and the lights come on, and every other person is a middle-aged black woman or their white lesbian friend. And then it's two guys covered in candy dust. Wearing sweatpants and hoodies. We were laughing so loud the whole movie.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Was it a funny movie?
I love it. It was great.
I didn't know if you were just laughing at the concept.
No,
the movie rules.
It was an amazing movie.
I haven't seen the
trailer.
This
is like a dream.
It's a Keke Wall.
she's beautiful.
Oh my god. She's a dream.
And Keke Palmer, too.
She's beautiful. Oh, she's
awesome. Like,
but SZA's got, like, divine feminine energy.
Yeah.
She's so hot.
Yeah, she's really cool.
I meant beautiful.
Beautiful, great heart.
Strong.
Can we
edit that out?
Cut that out.
Yeah, you've got an image to protect. You're the number one male feminist comedian. You can't be caught saying words like hot.
Why is hot bad? Because
there's
bad?
Only three letters in it, dipshit.
Yeah.
What?
It's not enough words.
Yeah, it's not long enough.
There's got to be more descriptive.
Not enough word to describe her.
Educate.
Angelic.
I thought hot was cool. I thought it was all right to say.
It's dismissive.
See, and that's where you're lacking.
No, just
by saying
education.
Words like hot and cool.
Education.
It's diminutive.
Spell that.
Would you call a boiling pot of water hot?
I sleep. Sleep.
Yeah, how many words or how many letters is in that one? Yeah.
See if you can stay awake while I finish it. DIMINUITIVE. Diminutive.
You missed one.
Is that even a word?
Did I?
You missed one N.
It is. I think it's.
I'm looking this up.
Dr.
You went
Miles
to.
Over
you
here.
Said diminutive. You said U I.
Oh wait, I'm still looking at Emily Willis.
Diminutive. Oh, there's another cool. N.
I think so. Diminutive.
Fuck. Dude, 26.
I know, bro.
Just
right,
look
it, right in the range.
Just look up the word.
Don't look up the word.
Look up the word. Man, you're on the fucking.
Come on, man. Look up the word.
Quit looking at the titties, dude.
Diminutive.
Crushed it. Oh, yeah.
Very small or slightly less than the original word.
DIMINUTIVE.
Nice, dude.
Come what on. Does it mean?
I got lost in the. Yeah, I think I added like a U and an I and an N.
Diminutive.
Yeah, it feels like there should be an N though. Diminutive.
Yeah, that's what in my head I was like diminutive.
So hot is diminutive.
Yeah, very small.
Yeah, cute's the. You can say cute. That's the most like.
Is sexy
the line.
Bad too? Obviously.
No, that's not fair. If they're trying to be sexy. No.
Yeah, sexy is like yeah.
Okay.
Queen.
Or if you're talking
like,
about their
hot before
sexy's
I call
got nuance
sexy.
To it.
Yeah.
But I guess hot is not hot is yeah weird. It
but
is,
I guess
it
hot
is sometimes hearing that.
Hot's okay if they're trying to be hot.
Yeah.
Like you ever been like yeah that is. I guess
yeah, but it's kind of just yeah but hot's like
it's not sexy.
Though. It's like oh she's hot.
You ever like been a, like that's at, all she is. At a club yeah. And then you hear like some random dude like try to like hit game with another girl and like. He's like, man, you're so hot. And she's like, leave me alone. Goodbye.
Yeah.
It just makes me, like, realize, like, yeah, hot is kind of, like, weird.
No,
like,
I mean, it is definitely would be a creepy
it is kind
to
of
tell
creepy
a stranger.
To say, like,
you're
like,
fucking hot.
And my coworker.
It sounds just cringy, like, in a trashy way.
My coworker, she'd be getting, like, hit on and shit. And, like, it is kind of weird.
You'd be hitting on your coworker?
Hell no. My Why coworker not? Gets hit on by, like, random customers. And, nice. Like, she fucking, she was talking to me about it the other day. And I was like, just tell him, fuck off. Tell him, do you need anything else, sir? Have a good day.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Are you
You're
like,
mine.
Or why,
yeah,
are, why
are
you looking
of,
at my
you,
ass?
Are you,
quit
you
looking at my ass.
Are, is this your strat? Or are you kind of like...
You're going big brother mode.
Yeah.
I was just
being like,
homie.
I got you.
No, I was just being
yeah,
like,
yeah,
my
you,
strat.
Yeah, girl.
My strat.
Yeah, girl, men aren't shit.
Oh, it's a strat.
That's not true. I was just being nice.
You're going up to her being like, get damn.
You're deep in the strat.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, he's off the reservation.
Oh, shit, dude, I get it. All
return
right.
to your post-operative.
Shut
yeah.
the fuck up.
You're
going Paul Walker, dude.
Shut the yeah. hell up,
you're
dude.
Paul Walker.
You're, yeah, you're born ultimatum.
No, I'm not born ultimatum.
You forgot
yeah.
your mission.
Yeah.
I forgot my name.
Grant's walking up to her.
Where I'm from.
You're too deep.
Grant's Well, no, Grant's walking up to her going, I'm sorry about him. It's guys like that that make us all look bad.
yeah, exactly.
I'm not
Grant, no. Why do guys do this?
Yeah. I'm
going to go on break. I'm pissed.
That's not what I'm doing, bro.
I wish
yeah, it's you, like it's you moping for 30 minutes being like, man, honestly, if I could just get a hug, it would really cheer me up.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hey, what's up with my hug at?
Well, no, I'm not. Where's my hug at, ass?
Yo, do you need a hug?
No, I was, just, I was just being a supportive coworker. I was just being nice. I was telling her, like, yo, dude, if guys are creepy, bro, tell them they're creepy.
Yeah.
Like,
also, you smell really nice today.
Shut up. No, I was telling her. I was like, that's the number one thing that'll make a guy fuck off.
You're
like,
going to go in, you're going to have a couple beers before work one day, and you're going to slip up and go, but I can see why.
Don't get me wrong, I get it. Just don't go about it like that.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, a guy sees a woman as beautiful as you. I mean,
some of them don't have the character.
They can't contain themselves like guys like me.
Shut the fuck up.
Can't help but say something, but they weren't raised right, so it's the wrong thing.
I wish I was here all the time. I'm just so busy helping out the kids at the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Too busy talking to my mom.
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5 hours a day.
I call her every day.
Yeah. She told me to leave her alone.
No, she's the reason I'm funny, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut the hell up.
That's you, bro.
That's not me.
That's you, bro.
Bro.
No. If you need me, I'll be out back. I'll be smoking a cigarette, counting some money or whatever.
Yeah, this is just a side hustle.
No, because I see guys like this all the time.
That's
I'm doing
not
these shows.
That's not my strat, bro.
I'm doing all these huge shows, and I see guys
bro,
like that.
Shut the fuck up.
Guys think they can just take whatever they want, man. You got to treat women right.
Oh shit! Did I say I did shows? Oh man, I wasn't supposed to let that out.
Normally I don't tell nobody.
Yeah,
but...
no, I'm like a really good comic.
Since
really.
I had to put it on the.
I won't say that shit.
Nah,
I won't say that fucking bullshit.
I had to put it on my tax form because I make so much money doing
it.
So
yeah.
I figured Kyle already told you. And it might kind of, you know, you might be in danger of people coming in, recognizing me.
Dude, fuck off. No, I was just being nice to her in the moment because she was kind of venting about it. And I was like, well, yeah, dude, just like that's the number one thing to tell like guys to fuck off if they're being creepy. Like. Be like, oh, you want to take a picture, last longer, or just be like, fucking,
what?
Like, why are you being weird? Like,
you
like,
telling her to fight these guys?
Yeah,
I'm just telling her, like,
tell them to fuck off.
I'm just telling her, like,
just take a look at this.
Telling her, bro, like, you don't have to like put up with like guys that are weird.
You know what? Call me over next time.
Mm-hmm. Did you hit her with that?
No.
Did you say, like, if you need me, like, let me know?
All I said was, like, if they're ever, like, weird or anything, just let me know.
Yeah, boy, you did.
So that, like after you know, like, you're doing what you should do, just tell them fuck off or, like, call Kyle or, mm-hmm. or someone else.
Like, and if you ever need somebody to talk to or, like, you can't sleep, I'm up, like, all night usually.
Oh, shut up! I'm just driving, usually.
Yeah,
bro, I'm just being a...
Do you guys ever use that with girls?
Yeah, for sure.
When I was in junior high, there was this girl I had a crush on. I would always tell her that. I would always be like, yo, if you can't sleep, call me. I, like, never sleep. And I would wake up to a missed call from her, like, every
day. 11 p.m.
Not even that late.
After my mom would read a book to me.
Sorry, girl. I was out staring at the moon.
Shit.
I didn't see that.
I don't usually fall asleep. I had a big Milky last night.
I would tell her, yo, I get, like, nightmares. I get, like, a fucked up head. So, like,
you can just call me. You ever want to talk to me?
Yeah, I'm usually up.
Oh, my God.
Nightgown on.
Covered in drool.
Yeah, sorry about that. I fell asleep last night watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I do stuff like that, by the way, if you ever want to watch The Bachelor together.
Yeah, I like him. He just don't ask enough questions. I think this guy's cool, but he, like, don't listen that well.
I would totally listen to her more.
Yeah. Yeah, like, he's hot or whatever, but there's just something off about him. I don't like how egotistical he is.
Yeah, I can tell he's always looking for the kiss. Shit, me, I forget about kisses.
Yeah, he doesn't like her. He just wants none of the other guys to get her.
Shut up, bro.
Yeah. Guys like that piss me off, bro.
God.
There's like a wolf in me or something.
Oh, my God.
I see guys like that, I can't.
I got to hold myself back, otherwise I would hurt somebody.
Yeah.
I do comedy, by the way. Did I tell you that?
Yeah. Yo, low-key, I really just want to be funny, but...
Yeah, three times.
Yeah.
You've said it three times already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just know you haven't come to any of this.
He's all trying to come to shows. Yeah. Fuck
no, wait, what?
No.
Yeah. So she wants to come to a show?
Yeah, but I've just kind of been like...
Kind of mysterious type
of... Yeah. I kind of sing a little bit, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of sing a little bit. I'm pretty good.
They're, like, pretty expensive, but I could get you in.
Yeah.
Wait, all right, I'm sorry. You go.
Fuck y'all.
She wants to come to the shows?
Well, she has literally been like, yo, invite me to shows. Like,
Grant, how am I going to suck your dick after a show? I don't go to one.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like if she came to a comedy show, she'd just get way too fucked up and, like,
really, what? Why do you think that?
That's just like, she likes to talk about how fucked up she gets all the time and stuff. And I'm just kinda like,
let me get this straight. She's telling you she likes to get fucked up and party, and that she keeps wondering why you haven't invited her to a show.
Not like that.
Well, I think he's
like
more worried. He's more worried that she's gonna get kicked out.
Sure, yeah. She might like
fuck this guy.
She might embarrass
you. Like she's a toxico. Like it's fucking.
Ooh,
toxica.
Yeah, sorry,
Is she Hispanic?
She's mixed. But,
Of what?
Oh, you're good, bro.
I didn't mean to hit you.
All right. Thanks for...
My bad. That was a nice, like...
Yeah, touch him again. Yeah, get him again.
Yo! Even Truck looking at me. Yo!
I thought that was funny to do.
Yo, y'all doing gay shit?
Truck broke you. Yeah.
You gotta hit me up when y'all doing gay shit.
It's okay, bro. We'll let you know next time.
Fucking, but no, like, comedy's been brought up before because she's, like, been like, so why were you, like, why'd you need a late shift or why'd you need a morning shift or why'd you need to, like, switch? Mm-hmm. And I've had to be like, hey, man, I've got a gig, or hey, I've got this show. Can you
go
cover for me?
You stupid.
She's done that for me a few times. And then, like, when she's off, and, like, other people, like, at CVS are like, yo, like, let me know. And I'm just like. Because it's also, like, there's two things that I'm thinking. It's like, all right, you might fucking have fun. It might be cool. Like, you won't fucking get kicked out, whatever. And then the other thing is, like, bro, these guys aren't going to let me, like, cover shifts for them. Like, these guys are going to fuck, like, if I eat shit.
You know, nah, he's sorry. Bro,
like, if I fucking, like, give it. Eat a dick. That's what I'm thinking. That's the anxiety.
They might start bullying you. Good,
bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, the anxiety in my head is just like, you show up.
You want me to stay late so you can do more drawings?
Just like, yeah, bro. Yeah, like, the jokes will start coming, bro. Like, oh,
you want me to cover you to do that?
Yeah. Yes, dude, yes. That's the other part of it. So I'm like, man, whatever, bro. Like, come
bro,
if you want.
I thought
come.
He was going to say a joke.
I mean, exactly, dude. Like, that's what I don't want. And, like,
this motherfucker showed a drawing of titties.
I make him laugh at work and shit, and, like, we have fun and all. Like, we get through those shifts.
You need me to cover you so you can draw boobs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Hobby Lobby getting.
He's getting crayons.
Yeah, he had Hobby Lobby getting crayons.
That's why he needs to be late. Oh, I understand now. He's an artist. Oh, yeah. I see.
That's such a specific anxiety thought.
Sorry.
They'd probably.
No, not sorry. It's just, I mean, yeah, that's where that is like fear.
They'd probably realize you're not the one stealing after that, though. They'd probably be like, no way. No, this guy's not this guy. No.
Yeah, he's raiding the cash register to get more crayons.
That's the thing.
He's reading it to get fucking, what is it, big papers?
Big paper.
Big paper.
Big paper's expensive.
It's like twice as much as small paper.
No, I don't make it. Yeah,
the drawing smaller. Like, he probably needs a big piece of paper. Stealing out of a bigger notebook.
It's a dumb thought, but also it's like, I mean, I don't know.
Are there,
like,
some coworkers you would rather come that you're cooler with than others? You should just tell them specifically, like, yo, if you want to come to this show.
I have.
But
before.
Then just tell them where it is, and if they want, like,
I've done that.
Don't make, you know, if you do invite somebody, you don't got to, like, meet them at the door and let them, you know what I'm saying?
You're
just
right.
Be like, this is where it is, let them buy tickets, and then you don't got to go.
Yeah, bro.
You don't got to feel pressured to go like their host at the show.
I hate that.
I don't invite anybody, bro. Oh. I say you can come.
See, that's what I've been doing, too. Like,
let them just be audience members if they want to be.
I've invited, like, one of my homies before.
I'm
going to
do some
work.
Freaky shit up there.
But, like, yeah.
I'm not this guy up there.
I'm going to see some
freaky. You're probably not going to want to talk to me anyway.
He had to end up working, and so, like, we ended up coming, but ever since, I still promote shows, like, and some of the people that I work with follow me, so it's like, come to it if you want to, if you don't, whatever, you know, like, I'm not gonna, like, go out of my way to invite people.
You guys have to come!
Especially at work, because it's like...
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. I've had coworkers that, like, have, like, yeah, again, they probably would. They wouldn't think it was real if you were, like, hyping it up like crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were like, "Yo, y'all gotta come out! Like, I'd be killing up there."
Yeah.
Y'all don't even understand.
Yeah.
They'd be like, "This probably isn't even real."
I saw 80 Hodge at Rabbit last night, and it is say he typically ends it by saying his Instagram handle.
Right.
But he legitimately pulled his phone out, and he goes, "I'm gonna pass this around. This is a QR code for my YouTube channel. If y'all want to,
that's fucking awesome.
You just pass that around. Y'all subscribe. I'm almost to 1,000.
Was somebody else up after him?
Yeah,
he
was.
Just sent his phone out into the audience.
Yeah, and then he stayed up there talking about the grind for 2 minutes as everybody's skinned.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Was his phone still in the audience when you went up?
No.
That'd
be
amazing if he was out. He's like, you hear. Who has my phone?
No, for real. Who's got my phone? I know one of you has my fucking phone.
I see y'all giggling over there.
Yeah.
Give it back.
Y'all looking at.
I need it back.
Just him halfway through by saying, all right, who looked up some fucking crazy shit on my phone?
Nah, that, y'all play too much. I'll play too much.
Yeah.
Who looking up hentai on my fucking phone? It's not even incognito mode.
It's my work phone, y'all.
What the fuck?
My fucking work phone, y'all.
Fuck, man.
They
track this shit, man.
Yeah, 80's cool. 80 cracks me up, bro. funny guy.
Dude.
Y'all stop fucking with me.
Yeah.
Y'all fucking my shit up.
He gets back on the stage. I give it back to you. Just give me a second. This is the bullshit
that I'm talking
y'all
about.
Y'all gonna get me fired.
My y'all really want me to make it because you don't want me to have a real job.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, my Venmo's in the description on my YouTube. Y'all better pay me back. Time is money, and y'all got me fucked up. Y'all got me fucked up this time.
Man. I ain't paying for this Yu-Gi-Oh porn.
Why the fuck Marge Simpson fucking the dog from Family Guy?
Who put boobs on Blastoise? Who got boobs on Blastoise on my phone?
Yeah.
Shooting milk instead of water. This is fucked up,
this
y'all.
This is fucked up. This ain't right.
He got the cannons in the front shooting milk instead of water.
Who airdropping Charizard coming on my phone right now? Get the fuck out of Black Rabbit.
I'm down in this fucking basement.
Now hit the QR code and follow me.
Shore shooting leather instead of grass. This is fucked up, y'all.
God bless y'all. My name is A.D. Hodge.
He got a laid leather type. Charmander with a ball gag. This is fucked up, y'all.
How are you going to do flamethrower? You got a ball gag.
Yeah.
That don't even make sense.
He's a Pokemon fan.
Yeah, bro. How are we going to do Ember?
Yeah.
Who drew this? I know this is an AI. Who drew this shit? This is crazy.
Why Evie got titties?
Where's Grant at? I know he'd be drawing shit.
Why Charmeleon got a dildo instead of a horn? he got a dildo sticking out of his head.
Y'all don't even want to know what he did to Diglett. Y'all don't even want to know about Diglett right now.
Oh, no. Why he got Diglett in his ass?
I never seen a Diglett with that much fear in his eyes.
Why y'all got Mewtwo sitting on a Diglett saying thanks for the subscribers?
That ain't right.
Calling him a dragon.
Misty's 13 years old.
Did you see that? Crazy three.
That is kind of funny, thinking of a guy sitting on top of Diglett holes waiting for him to come out.
Yeah. Come on.
So his pants off.
Come on.
Rockets have been 15 minutes.
Hey.
I got some
seconds.
Rare candies up here.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch you. I'm going to fucking catch
this. This didn't look like a Pokeball.
Yeah. You get a Rattata call.
So Snorlax, he just like always sleep?
Yeah.
So like nothing wakes him up.
Nothing wakes him up.
Sleeping Beauty.
You can do any, unless you like played a song, he won't ever wake up, huh?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Damn.
Snorklaps. I think y'all give me some snorklaps.
Kind of built like a girl I know.
Yeah. Una torta.
La torta. Snorlax, la torta. La torta. Torta.
Snorlax y gordita.
Or torta.
Yeah. La torta, mi amor.
I'm just imagining fucking Snorlax with big fake lashes and
big fake lashes.
You got big fake lashes and big gel tips on.
All right, you stay here and see if you can wake him up. We're gonna go back to town and get help.
Oh shit! Yeah, he's got the big fake nails in a bag of hot Cheetos.
Yeah,
on bag his
back. Yeah, he's asleep with hot Cheetos on his belt.
And corn.
Yeah.
Ash, get the flute, bro.
Who put the juicy couture on Snorlax?
I don't know when he goes out and gets it. I don't know.
Covered in lipstick kisses.
Snorlax, can you move? You got me fucked up.
Yeah.
You got me fucked up, homie.
Snorlax is a chubby Mexican girl.
He's a chubby Mexican. Yeah.
Quit playing. Unless you got a flute to play for me.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, puppy.
Why are you going over there more important than me sitting here? Make that kid. Tell me why it's more important for you to be over there than me be here.
My boyfriend will fuck you up, homie.
Oh, he said he's on a mission.
My boyfriend will fuck you up, homie.
That's how you wake. That's how you wake up. Torta Snorlax.
You make a quesadilla.
Me queda un per cento.
Mi corazón.
This is my song. Baby, but te miento. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Despacito. It's a flute. It's a flute that makes that.
That's reggaeton. A bunch of Snorlax in a circle. Snorlax quinceanera in a dress. Snorlax in a quinceanera dress.
Wake up, Snorlax.
It's your special day.
It's Bad Bunny and your dad's here.
How do you even get a lift on a Pokeball? I can't even get a lift kit on a Pokeball.
Grupo.
Yeah.
Frontera.
Oh, what do you guys think about this one? I said it pretty quiet. War torta.
War torta? Yeah. Like war turtle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
War torta.
Fuck yeah.
Use, I spray on my ops. War torta, use hyperjet. You think you just tell me what to do?
Yeah. Spicy or mild?
Oh no, it blasts out salsa.
War torta.
Hey, you want spicy or mild?
Use lazy
verde,
river.
Verde or rojo.
War torta. Use pretend to not know English. ¿Qué? ¿Qué?
Bueno.
No English.
Bueno.
No.
Yeah, blast torta is good too.
Blast torta is good. Yeah.
Queen's pretty good with it. he's actually supposed to start power washing. He uses them for power washing.
Just pulling up to Home Depot, he'd be like, "Yeah, I need three to go take on the rock gym."
Okay. Yeah, I need a water type.
Andale.
I need three water types.
Need three water types. We're gonna go fight Brock at the rock gym.
I need a water type and a mud type. We're laying clay. We're laying brick. We're mixing concrete.
Get the fuck out of here, Gray Ninja. Get the fuck. Yeah. Hey, no gray, no grass. Say no.
No mames.
Más agua.
Venusaur, get the fuck out of here. We got. There's always gonna need a guy with a leaf cutter. All right. Don't worry. We don't need you right now, Venusaur.
We're gonna need some food. Make sure Picadillo Chew is there.
Picadillo Chew.
Pico de Gallo Chew.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we're gonna go fight Team Rocket in their fucking little gato. Need about 3-4 of you guys.
Tres, cuatro.
El gato, cómico.
Sí, cabrón. Two rare candy an hour. Keep it at that.
Can't compete with these guys.
I'm trying to make a living wage.
I'm going out there really. Catching Pokemon. This guy just hits in front of the Home Depot. Yeah.
There's a starter Pokemon going to.
Can't make an honest day's catch.
My son, I came to this country at Bulbasaur. He's the American dream. He's become a Blastoise.
I was just a Bulbasaur. Yeah. You're a dragon type. You're so useful.
My best friend was a Charmander, the smallest flame.
My son, I came to this country.
Wait a second.
Professor Oak had already given away all the Pokemon. Yeah.
Professor Oak?
All that he had left was a Pikachu who would never listen.
Are you drinking a. This is an insane
combo.
He's got
Bud Light yerba going, dude.
You got a Bud Light and a yerb.
I wanted some energy.
You ever heard of yin and yang?
I wanted to get a little buzz during the game.
Not like this. Little buzz. You're on a fucking. It's like you're getting wired and not at the same. This is.
Yeah, bro.
This is the age old Adderall and liquor combination.
Nah, that's not liquor. That's just beer.
No, I know, but it's. It's a lesser poison, but my God.
You should have drank half the beer and then filled the rest up with yerba.
Ooh, like a hyper viper.
Like
Arnold Palmer?
Kind of like Arnold Palmer or like a brass monkey.
Brass.
Twee almost.
Orange juice and beer.
Sidewalk slammer.
It probably tastes like a twee, though.
I chugged 2 Gold 4 Locos in an hour and a half one time, and I woke up underneath a pool table 3 hours later.
Are those the 14%?
Yeah. Yeah, someone told me I fought a trash can and lost.
Fought a trash can and lost. Yeah, you ended up inside of it.
Help, it's eating me.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, you punched it, and then it bounced off the wall, and then you fucking fell over, landed on you. Like, oh, my God. Like, oh, all right.
Kicked into a wall, it flipped up and landed on you. You freaked out.
Oh, fuck.
I think it's alive. Help.
The first time I ever had Fort Locos, I was fucking lifeguarding with, like,
dude. What?
Yeah.
What is up with you getting drunk before jobs that matter?
Yeah. These are people's lives, man.
Yeah, I know.
You were loco.
Yeah, it was early in the morning, but it was raining.
God, it was, bless,
man. It was raining. It was raining. And
even more water.
The Russian immigrant I was with had like four locos, and he was like, "We're going to chug both of them." And I was like, "Okay."
How old was this guy?
Probably
one of the kids in the pool.
No, he was like probably like mid-20s. I was like 17, 18. I was probably 18. And fucking, like, we just sat down and stream's fucked up. Like, there weren't any cameras. And so we could just chill, like, right in the middle of the pool. And nobody was around. And
wait, you guys were drinking them in the pool?
Yeah, it was awesome. And,
fucking, this is before your shift started?
Yeah, so this was like 7 a.m.
This is before the pool.
Oh, it's 7 a.m.
Are there kids watching you at the fence waiting for the pool to open?
Not yet.
Yo, we want to swim. We
got fuck off. Fuck you guys.
Shut the fuck up.
No, we got there early to clean it. And me
ended up peeing.
Didn't.
Yeah. Ended up peeing in it, dude.
Me and him just fucking chugged those two, and like, I don't even remember this dude's name, and we just like, I literally passed out. Quit. And then my manager, Stacy or something, it started with an S. It wasn't Stacy. It was like something.
How would you remember? You were fucked up at 7 a.m.
I was retarded, bro. I was retarded, and she came in out of nowhere at like 9 because I was like asleep, like underneath. So like there was a pool, and then right around the corner was like this little like place to like put your stuff, and like right next to the pump room. So I was just sleeping, like sitting at the table with like my lunchbox and like my feet on top of the table.
This is that post Four Locos.
Yeah, and like I just chugged both of them, and he's fucking chilling on the stand, and like it's nothing. And she comes up to me and she's like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I feel sick." And she was like, "Well, you seem really tired. Are you really tired?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then she was like, "Okay, well, you should probably go home, like if you're not feeling good." So I was like, "Yeah." So I went home. And then
you just drove home drunk?
Yeah.
What time did you go home?
I like fucking, she came at like 8 or 9. I left before 10.
So your whole day existed drunk between 6 and 8:30 in the morning. You got blackout drunk and drove home from your job.
Yeah. Not smart.
I mean, that's the way to do it, because what you did was so unbelievable, she thought you were just tired. She would have been like, it wouldn't even believe.
She'd be like, no, there's no way this 18-year-old is fucking drunk. Like, yeah. Hammered drunk.
Yeah. That or she
life,
knew.
At his lifeguard. The name of the job alone.
Lifeguard.
I had the fanny bag. I had my sunglasses on still.
Yeah, yeah, like, no shit.
Like, wait, did you have a little
breath giver?
Did you have like some zinc on your nose too?
Yeah, sunscreen. Yeah, I had sunscreen and everything on. I was fucking.
Time for your CPR.
Yeah. The kid's drunk.
Oh, what the fuck?
Shit.
Just
man.
Waking him up with your breath.
Yeah.
It's your alcohol breath.
Mommy, that man smells funny.
That man smells like dad.
And then when I got home, I threw up so much, bro. So much, bro.
What was your plan? Was to just work all day?
Yeah, I was working from like 7 to like fucking 10 or something like that.
This was your first Four Loco? Okay.
What?
Yeah, this is
it's
like
a
the
crazy
first
shift.
Yeah. No, it was retarded. Like the lifeguard shifts were dumb, but like we
how'd
got
you even
our
guys
lunch.
Get, I mean, so he must have cool. bought those Four Locos the day before.
Wait.
It's illegal. You can't even buy them that
no,
early.
He had
in the
them like literally like in an ice chest from like the night. Oh, my bad. I didn't even smack you.
He meal
from like the night
those.
Before or something. Like they had been partying, and he was like, "We're going to chug both of these now." So I was like,
"Wait, so you woke up and did you eat breakfast that morning?"
I don't think so.
You woke up and you just chugged a Four Loco.
Fuck yeah.
And then got into a pool?
No, we were
you didn't
in the
wait
pool.
30 minutes to get
no,
you
we were
in
the pool,
pool
and then I walked out of the pool and I literally chilled like on the table that was like by where like you put shit like underneath like so there's shade where I was and I had my feet like on the table with my sunglasses and my glass and my cap and my fanny pack and then she came up to me and like kind of was like,
"Yo, wake up."
Yeah. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm fucking fine. I'm fucking fine. Why?
Did you have sunscreen on?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Fuck yeah, dude. my red ass.
Yeah, you're absolutely covered in it.
Yeah, I was fucking bathed in sunscreen. But yeah, no, and then I literally, I was throwing up so much when I got home. My mom
was
like,
"Yeah, the Mr. Krabs."
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Larry
the
Lobster.
Fresh
Green, you don't look so good. Do you want to go home? Yeah, you want to make out? You want
to
make out?
Wait, you want to go home with me?
Oh, you got big tits. I'm sorry.
You're always so sweet to me. You're the best boss I've ever
had. How come you never wear a bikini?
I don't remember her name, but it started with an S for sure. Like,
seriously doing this right now?
Yeah.
I don't remember the rest of his name. I'll never forget having the worst throw ups in my entire life. My mom, like,
the worst throw ups.
Like, she came into my, like, she knocked on my door because it was still open. Mm-hmm. Like, or not all the way open, but like semi open. She was like, "Are you okay? Like, why aren't you still at work?" Because I guess she had just woken up. And, like, I woke her up by throwing up. And she was just kind of like, "Are you okay? What's wrong?" And I was like, I'm sick as shit. And I, like, didn't eat at all that day. I just kept fucking throwing up. And it was awful. I don't know.
Did you keep working there?
Yeah. I never drank Four Locos again. Like, that was
the only time you ever had a Four Loco?
Yeah, I was kind of done. Well, I had one more after
How'd you get drunk before work after that?
I did
just regular Bud Light Yerba Mate.
I did it. Any tall boy I found, if it wasn't a Four Loco, freaking... Literally, the worst thing about that was
this is more beer than
eating.
I should have.
Not eating, I think, was the worst.
Gotta drink this.
They were so, like, it was good going down, but it was so gross coming out, bro. Like,
yeah, Four Locos are tough.
I feel like my lungs. Yeah.
Did you guys ever have Juice?
What's that?
J-O-O-S-E. They're illegal. They had like 300 milligrams
juice?
Of caffeine.
Yeah, that's what
juice.
That's what the old the old Four Locos used to be.
Yeah, it was the same company that made Four Locos.
It's the Four Loco. It used to be like 20%, and then
And like have 200 like 100 milligrams of caffeine or something like that.
Yeah, and then some girl died. She didn't die from that. She just got so drunk she fell asleep in a snowbank and never woke up.
Damn, what the fuck? Yeah, that's so dark, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
had a great time before that. Yeah, I bet.
Crazy, bro.
We used to play Juice of Duty. You played Throwing Knives Only on Rust.
Can drink a
every time you got killed, you took a drink of juice. Simple game.
That's awesome. That's an awesome
pretty clear
game.
Goal.
Oh my god, get fucking blackout drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she was at the snowbank, did she make a deposit? Still a comedy show, guys.
Can I take out a loan? I want to build a snowman.
Should we tell people about our fucking drunk FIFA?
Oh, drunk FIFA is an international game though. Everybody knows about that.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
everybody's got their.
We made up our own rules.
Yeah,
but,
we got.
I'm sure other
rules.
People. Play
yeah, it's
it too.
Like a, it's like a Pong thing. It's like everybody's got their house rules. Hello, truck.
Yeah, we play International Suicide and Drunk FIFA, so.
Yeah, me and Grant checked today. We have 316 hours played on FIFA.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, but it's actually really cool, honestly. Like, if you think about
it's almost a whole year.
Yeah, if you say it loud and fast, then it makes it cool.
Yeah, literally. So
damn near a year.
It's almost
cool,
a whole year.
About 300 hours? 360 hours.
Yeah, almost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had, it was, Hogwarts was like 124.
I guess that is kind of a year. It's if you did an hour a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you had a healthy relationship with the game.
But it's 15,
it's 12 hour stints.
Yeah, yeah.
300 hours.
Tired days dedicated.
Tell me I was getting blackout drunk playing FIFA with you on the road.
300 hours. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was calling you a fag as I was losing the Arsenal.
300 hours.
That's the life, dude. If we could just do exactly what we do right now, but on a bus.
On a motherfucking boat.
On a boat. On a motherfucking boat. But on a boat.
I'm on
it,
a boat.
Dude. That's
and
the goal.
I'm playing games and.
Cul-de-sac mansions.
On a
river fuzzy.
On a boat.
Cul-de-sac mansions on boats.
Yeah. Unthinkable. That's unthinkable it. Success.
They're all parked in the same dock. I don't know how to drive it. It's got to stay here.
Yeah. I got the guy who's supposed to drive it drunk and he quit.
Yeah. I got another boat. I got another guy with a boat that comes here and takes me places.
Yeah.
He tows it. He tows my
He hooks his boat up to mine, pulls me around like a banana boat.
You gotta pull the anchor up. I don't know how.
I don't know what that shit is. Where is it? How was I supposed to find it? It's underwater.
Yeah, let me pull it up. It's only 5 tons.
It can hold a whole boat down. I'm supposed to lift it up.
Oh, yeah, let me fucking lift it up. Shut the fuck up.
Help me.
It's on the bottom of the fucking ocean. I'm sorry. I didn't know where it fucking was.
Yeah. Why
nobody knows
pay
what's
you
down
to do
there.
This?
You're telling me the bottom of my boat's down there? We're never going to get it back.
You want me to go down there? Could be a shark or something.
Or you're sitting on top of a treasure.
I think it's stuck. Yeah. I think it's stuck on something.
Yo, guys, don't freak out. The boat's not moving.
Yeah.
This shit's scary, y'all.
Oh, fuck.
Feels as if there's something from the deep holding us here.
Yeah. Guys, thanks for coming on my boat. Hey, don't drink the water. That was my mistake. Yeah. You're going to want to drink the water. You get thirsty. Don't drink that.
I never realized how much of it there was.
Yeah, bro. Yo. Dude, the first guy to go to the ocean, he was like, oh, paradise. For like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
A paradise.
Yeah. Oh, it tastes like shit.
Oh, I lied. It's hell.
It even tastes good.
Oh, I feel like I'm bleeding on the inside.
I'm going to drink some more to wash all this salt out.
Oh, there's something stuck in my mouth.
What is this?
Oh, God. Yeah, your first time, you jump in it, you're like, whoa!
Oh, my fucking eyes!
Yeah, I did that I went on a cruise when I was young, like in high school, and there was a water slide on the cruise, mm-hmm. and I didn't know they used the seawater mm-hmm. on the...
Oh, they do?
Well, on the one I was on, maybe it was ghetto.
Was it Carnival?
Yeah. And I did the water slide.
I've been on that cruise.
I did the water slide. And I didn't know it was salt water, so I hit the water. I'm like, come out of the water.
That's the worst. Yeah.
It's just like a 15-year-old just, whoa.
It burns.
Yeah, the steel drum. Welcome to Carnival.
Somebody please help.
The burgers never close. You can get a burger any hour of the night.
I had to crush a few Guy Fieri burgers.
Dude, those were the bomb.
I need like three Guy Fieri burgers to feel it. Put them on my eyes.
To feel alive again.
I've never been on
I had to put them on my eyes like cucumbers.
Yeah. Grilled onions.
They sound good. It sounds exactly like what you would think it would be, though.
I mean, they're just cheeseburgers.
It's the most average cheeseburger, but with the most unlimited toppings.
Exactly what I thought.
You can just wreck it with cheese. And they got peanut butter if you want
it. Yeah, put an egg and a pineapple on it. Fuck it.
Damn, that was awesome.
Fuck it.
Brussels sprouts and candied bacon.
I remember as a kid being the first time you're like, you can put whatever you want on it. Just like on anything, even if it's like ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, I want gummy worms. I want Oreos. I want peanuts. M&M's.
Ketchup. Mom,
I hope you're getting
me.
This all down.
Are you writing this down?
I don't even see a crayon in your hand. Dude, Jack, that video of you calling dicks is amazing.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Oh,
thanks.
That's one of my favorite things. I've been like, bruh, yeah. I was watching it at work, and one of my coworkers actually heard it. And was like, "What is that?"
This is one of my peers.
Dicks. You want to watch it?
Oh, what up, Shotty? Nah, this is one of my boys. He's just good.
It's not. It wasn't the same girl.
I just kind of want to like.
It wasn't a girl.
Como se dice, protege?
I kind of.
because
we run together, but I put this guy on.
He look up to me like, but it's chill. Like, I can handle it.
Nah, he's my boy. Nah, I be training him and shit.
I call him little bro.
That's my legit.
Who's that? Oh, that's little bro.
That's little bro right there. Nah, I've been teaching. I've been giving him lessons. You know, get fit and shit. You know?
He getting his funny bone up.
Yeah, bro. Nah, we.
drinking that milk, getting his funny bones stronger.
I try to put a lot of people on, but you know they don't. You know you can. You know
not everybody listen.
I say you don't got to live like this. They just want to stay on the same old corners, telling the same old stories.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, you can lead a horse to the bag, but you can't make him.
You can't make him spend it.
Yeah, he can't flip it.
You can't keep him from tumbling, and he got hooves.
Or whatever the saying goes.
Yeah, whatever. I don't really pay attention to shit like that.
No, it's not about that for me. The money just comes.
Yeah. If I know what it means, I don't got to say it right.
I mean, I'm just one of those guys. You give me a quarter, I'll come back with 50.
Yeah.
Cents.
Quarters.
Yeah. You give me a quarter, I'll come back with 25 pennies. And that is heavier.
Guys like me just know how to flip shit. You know?
I come back with a piece of gum.
Fuck no.
And say, freshen up.
Quit
it alone, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Paul's fucked up.
Come back with a C note.
Hey, what are we at, Grant?
An hour?
Oh, okay.
What?
What time is it?
Hot pod. Oh. Yeah, literally an hour 15.
Hour 15 minutes?
No, 15 seconds.
Damn, really?
Yeah, you time flies.
Yo, I got the fucking... I got time vision.
Speak on that.
It's one of the four enlightenments.
Time?
The eight people can make through the sacred mushroom plant.
What are you doing?
Time vision.
You've been on
light
a big
vision.
You sent some
sex
monkey
vision.
Stuff the other day about mushrooms.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, you didn't watch it, obviously. Right, one of them was time vision.
Yeah. And you said, I got time vision on my wrist.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was fun.
That was fun.
But yeah, I've got, yeah, apparently, I guess I got it.
Well,
they said you're not born with it, but I was.
It took a while to manifest.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. It was about. It's been about 3 years since I took a heroic dose, and I thought it made me retarded, but finally comes to fruition. My brain was just in D&D for a while, while it put itself back together.
In all the right ways.
Yeah.
What's D&D?
Do not disturb.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about Dungeons and Dragons.
I did too.
Yeah. I could probably handle that now.
Yeah.
I could probably figure out what's going on.
That's some type
that.
Shit I could probably be on right now.
I never got into that one. But fucking, it always looks cool to me.
Yeah, I got thought taste.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
In my country, you go for 100 Borgrels.
Borgrels?
I could sell you for 100 Borgrels or 2 cows and 1 cat.
You would be king.
You would be king of thoughts in my country.
And I would be your prince.
Come on, Nikola Jokic, we go to hamburger store.
Well, it looks like...
We go to Hamburger Donald's.
The fucking Mavs.
Where is the clown man? Tell
rockets.
Him to make me a cheeseburger.
I love America. They put cheese and bread on burgers.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
In my country, you had to use your hands as the buns. Yeah.
We never heard of these bread hands.
Much very smart thinking, very innovative.
You only have two you're born with, but in this country they have endless amount of bread hands. You put them on anything.
You put your in my country you put your hands as buns on the burger and your friend eats.
Yeah. Careful not to eat your hand.
He said, "Thank you, Yuri, so tasty for you are my brother forever for
cool,
being hamburger buns." We call it hamburger.
We thought that's what it was called.
Hamburger.
You can in this country you can put a cheese on a hamburger. You can even get a cheese without the burger. Just between two bread hands.
So whose hands do I eat here?
Yeah.
No man, it's just bread.
What?
What is this?
This makes no sense.
Piotr, come here.
In my country, what you call bread is so hard, we use it as weapon.
Throwing disc.
Yeah, we throw it at children when they are born with deformities. They're not good for basketball.
Right, nice little closing riff. Let's get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. Let's
see
do
you,
it.
Bros.
Bye, everybody. Oh,
bye, bros and chicks.
Oh, we're doing the...
Yeah. You're...
You are now leaving the Jane
Lane
special.
Jane Lane special.
Word up.
Yeah.
See?
Peace.
I told you, shorty, I can sing, too, though.
Later,
it's
baby.
Crazy. Like that. Fuck.
Bastard.